Basically, the enforcement is not really effective in PNG. As a result of that, a lot of these licenses have been issued through corrupt practices because they don't go through formal driving school in order which qualify them to obtain the driving license. They just go through that way, make shortcuts to obtain the driving license. And when they are on the road, you know, they lack knowledge and they lack experience. That's why a lot of road accidents are happening in the country.
What do you mean by shortcuts? Are you saying that people are maybe bribing some of the road traffic officers, or that there's maybe some forgery going along? What exactly is happening?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because since there is no proper driving school, there, of course, there are one or two agencies or institutions running a driving school, but most of them, they don't go through that driving school. Like, for example, a person who have never been driven a vehicle before is supposed to start from L plate, and after 3 months, they go to P plate and are provisional, which will qualify them to go to the next stage. But in PNG, what a lot of drivers are doing is that instead of following that process, they already have a class 3 or class 6. You see, that's what I mean by corrupt practices of obtaining the driving licenses.
Do you think there maybe needs to be a little bit more of a crackdown among some of the staff who work for the RTA to make sure that the drivers are actually going through the proper process?
Yes, we are aware of the situation, and then we are that have plans to how we are going to address all these issues.
And what are you going to be doing to address some of those issues? Are you going to be introducing some sort of extra training or something to fix this?
Definitely. All the provinces will have their own driving schools, and we will making sure that before we give them a license at the traffic registry office, they must attach the certificate confirming that they have been attending the driving school and pass all the requirements or met all the requirements. Then we will proceed with the issuing of the driving license. Those people who have not attended the training, we will reject them from giving them license or renewal or whatsoever.
It sounds like you're planning a really drastic overhaul of the entire RTA in PNG.
The RTA is going to do a total overhaul of the whole system. And basically, we have already discussed that, and we have put up a tender regarding the system that we are going to put in place. That system will capture vehicle registration, driver licensing, PNB licensing, taxi licensing, heavy vehicle licensing, inspection station licensing. All will be hooked up into one centralized system in PNG.
And what's your time frame for implementing some of this?
Well, it is already before the CSTB board. We are hoping that before end of the year, the system should be in place.
I'm assuming that the goal of all this is to reduce the number of very, very serious traffic accidents in PNG. That's what a lot of people on social media are really, really upset about right now, is that there are a lot of really silly accidents.
Definitely you're right, because most of these accidents are happening because of the carelessness of the drivers and the attitude of the drivers at the moment. That's firstly, the public motor vehicle drivers. So we will make sure that all drivers have to comply.